SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. New poll finds most Americans do share many core values, and that comes despite the nation's deep political divide. Here's Greg Clugston.
Most political polls reveal extreme partisanship, but a new APNORC survey found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the U.S.'s identity as a nation. And while there was agreement on what it means to be an American, there was another more pessimistic result. The same poll found that only 3 in 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is functioning well. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Israeli military pulling back some forces from a Hamas stronghold in southern Gaza following a major phase of its offensive that brings troop presence in the territory to one of its lowest levels since the war began last October. Also at SRNNews.com, investors, the financial markets, and the Fed will sit up and take notice this week when a key barometer of inflation is released.
The Consumer Price Index for March, due for release Wednesday, will play a role in the Fed's decision on interest rates and whether to start cutting rates soon. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect the March CPI to have risen 0.3%, compared with a 0.4% increase the month before. It would point to a continuing cooling of inflation. Another gauge of inflation for March, the Producer Price Index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level, will be released Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen meeting with Chinese leaders and sending a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. After focusing on trade and economic issues, she turned to the broader U.S.-China relationship in Sunday's talks. This is SRN News. A new website is tracking the cost of transgenderism in sports.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of shewon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections raising the possibility President Erdogan could step back from some of his controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who have been watching Turkey very closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his Islamist policies, but they say a toning down just may be in the cards. This is SRN News. Was it an inside job? Police and the FBI investigating a multi-million dollar theft from a Los Angeles money storage facility.
The brazen $30 million cash heist in Los Angeles on Easter Sunday has triggered rampant speculation. Thieves broke into a global cash management and security firm. The case is being investigated by Los Angeles police and the FBI. Security expert Jim McGuffey told KTLA the case is puzzling, that insiders may have had a role, and McGuffey says security firms have been cutting costs.
I think that the industry is riding on luck. So, you know, over the years, they've made a lot of cuts in safety and security. I'm not saying Guarded World, I'm saying many of them.
McGuffey says the firm should have had multiple alarm systems and a seismic monitor near the safe that was cracked. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com.